Just before the civil war breaks out in Westeros, Tyrion Lannister is asked why he reads so much. He replies, "I have a realistic grasp of my own strengths and weaknesses. My mind is a weapon. My brother has his sword, and I have my mind. And a mind needs books as a sword needs a whetstone if it is to keep its edge. That is why I read so much." Tyrion, like Harding, understands that true power comes from a sharp mind using shrewd politics to control the men with swords. Henry VI lost his throne because his mind was weak and his will was too easily controlled by others.
That talk was given by Sarah Peverley and it was produced by Fiona McLean. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now and time for this week's edition of World on 3. It's good evening to Lopa Katari.
Good evening, Ian. Thanks very much. Well, my question to our listeners tonight is, anyone out there getting married? Because tonight on World on 3, in the studio, we have a band from Rajasthan in the north of India, in all their finery, who are simply the embodiment of what you want at a wedding. And it doesn't have to be an Indian wedding at that. They are the Jaipur Kawa Brass Band, and they're going to kickstart tonight's programme with a Bollywood number, Pyar Tu Ab To Aaja. We'll be right back. Fabulous stuff. A classic song from a classic Bollywood movie, Piatu Abdo Aja from Caravan. Jaipur Kawa Brass Band, my guest tonight, and they'll be continuing the celebrations in a short while. But let's crank up the CD player with a bit of African blues like you've never heard it before. This is West African Blues Project and La Lumbe from Rough Guide to African Blues. Hard-driving, harmonious blues rock from Moudou Touré and Ramon Gousse, who are West African Blues Project. Coming up on World on 3 tonight, I've got Psychedelia from Cambodia, new music from Honduras' Garifuna torchbearer Aurelio, Franco-Japanese electro-pop, and the latest addition to our team playlist that we started just 2 weeks ago, the album that I've chosen tonight, one of my world music must-haves. And coming up after these next two tracks, my guests in the studio tonight will be making some more noise. This is Save the World from American duo Shovels and Rope.
Caught in the wave of a terrible tide, suddenly you're struggling to stay astride. So you calm your hand and you cool your mind, and then you wake up happy on the other side. Honey, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. Trouble you cannot command. Maybe it's God trying to guide your hand. So shine a little light upon where you stand, so that you can genuinely understand. Honey, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. With sugar and cream, courtesy of the old NYPD. Honey, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. You got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. You got what it takes. You got what it takes. You got.
Quem me espera, não me espera. Quem me ama, já esqueceu. Quem me toca, dilacera esta estranha primavera que o mês de maio me deu. Quem me toca, dilacera esta estranha primavera que o mês de maio me deu. Eu já nem sei o que tenho, se febre, se mal ruim. Se este sentimento estranho de não ser de onde venho comigo longe de mim. Se este sentimento estranho de não ser de onde venho comigo longe de mim. E assim fico sentada com as algas a boiar, de queixo na mão pousado ao meu barquinho parado sem porto. Na mão pousado, o meu barquinho parado, sem porto para ancorar. Quem me espera?
one of the new generation of fado singers to emerge from Portugal, Katia Guerreiro, and an unlikely title for a fado song, Vodka e Valium. I'm Lopa Gotari, and you're tuned to BBC Radio 3. My guests on tonight's programme is a brass band from the north of India led by Hamid Khan Kawa. They're called Jaipur Kawa Brass Band, and they're going to start with a number called Gore Gore O Banke Chori.
Ha ha ha!
Fantastic stuff. Gore Gore Obanke Chore from Jaipur Kawa Brass Band. And I have sitting with me the artistic director and founder of the band, Hamid Khan Kawa. Hamid, a real pleasure to have you all here. It's an absolute joy. What thank great music to start an evening with.
I born in family music, and when I'm tabla player originally, and when I come here where I saw brass band and I really like, and when I was 13 years old, I used to play in marriage some drums, and then I decide to, why don't I bring something from that when the British came in India, they brought the brass band. And we play melodies, Bollywood, and you have seen, and the same, this instrument from here and melody from there, and this is makes harmony, and I'm really happy to make this Kawa brass band.
But Hamid, you started off studying classical Indian music.
Yeah.
So how do you make this move from classical Indian to this kind of, you know, folk party band? I mean, this great, you know, all singing, all dancing, high energy group.
I learned from when I started traveling, because when I come here and I saw and all this when I different music from all over the world in England when I come, and also in Europe some part, and then I really wanted to do something, because in the classical, like Ravi Shankar and all this, they are famous, but there is thousand and thousand art in India. So this is I think there is one particular sound in the brass when they have energy, and that's why they use for the marriage, and you know, like some part of Rajasthan they say, if there is no brass band, there is no marriage, and if there is no wife, then there is no life.
How wonderful.
So the brass band is very important in some part of Rajasthan, and this is really I feel when we play in the marriage, they have very different sound in the brass. We don't have in Indian music the brass, so this is makes harmony, and you know, this is every culture there is something good, and we find here when the British they come in India.
All the members of the group, I mean, we've only got a few of them. You have some 30 in total, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah.
Are you all from the same part of Rajasthan, or the same town, the same villages?
No, we are from different part of Rajasthan, because I select artists. Here is a little bit different, because traveling is a little bit pound and rupees, the different. But in India, of course, sometime I use 40 artists, 30, and then they have really very powerful energy. And when I feel good, and you know, there's something very strong, and I used to play sometime in Bombay, Calcutta, and then people they're happy, and then maybe make it for the marriage and for dance, and so this is something in India is very, very, especially Rajasthan, popular brass band.
Now the two songs that these guys have played already tonight have mm-hmm. been from Bollywood films.
Exactly.
Is that largely the songs that you play, or are you playing? Do you also play other folk songs? You compose music yourself, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I compose. Next song I will play that my composition, and these songs, because when we are child, you used to live Monica, oh my darling. So this is
yeah. Films are such a big part of Indian homes, Indian households, aren't they?
Yeah, and next song we will play in my composition.
Tell me, so let's hear this next song. What is it called, and what is it about?
This is Mera Pyar Rahega. It's when you travel, and always there is a blessing and feelings, like when you travel. And when you're born somewhere and travel, I went, come here. And then I went back to India, 20 years I spent. And I made this song, the blessing and all the memory, all the what we learn from the family, from everything. It keep always blessing. This is the song of blessing. Means anywhere we're traveling, but there is behind always guru, our parents, there is blessing that, oh, my son, he's doing something good, and thousands and hundreds of people dancing are making music and people, they're happy. There is always behind, I believe, in blessing.
Yeah.
So this is a song I made on in blessing.
Wonderful. So here is one of Hamid's songs, Mera Pyar Rahega.
Mm-hmm. Chalo.
The joyous Jaipur Kawab Brass Band here in the studio. More from the band to come on the programme. Plus an Azerbaijani love song, freedom singers from northern Uganda, and a band of crazy Colombians. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. This next trio of tunes begins with Volga, urban electronic folk music wrapped around medieval Russian poetry. I played the title song of their album last week, Kumushki Pyut. This is another song from that album called Kaverzi, Unexpected Trouble. Thank you.
Thank you. Sahi, tehe ki, tehe ka, anka.
A bit of Bollywood tomfoolery there. 1990s Indian disco music. Sanse Beki from the film Aina, sung by legends Asha Bhosle and Dilip Sen. It's one of the tracks on Rough Guide to Bollywood Disco. Stylish cover, by the way, if you're one of those who likes to have the real thing in your hands. Before that was another album with great artwork, the Cambodian Space Project, Australian-Cambodian team, Julian Poulsen and Shrey Chamti, working their magic on an old hit from Phnom Penh's golden voice, Ros Sere Sotea, Longing for the Light Rain. It's on their album Whiskey Cambodia, which is old-time, newly synthed Asian rock. Well, taking it down a bit, or should I say unplugging it, Ian Brennan is the Grammy Award-winning producer who brought us, amongst others, Tanarawen, Malawi Mass Boys, and most recently Rwanda's The Good Ones. Acholi Machon is his latest intrepid excursion into music. The Acholi tribe live in northern Uganda, and since colonial times they've been designated as sort of warrior soldier class. Lamwong, Freedom Fighters, is the album Ian has recorded with them. And this is the title track. Stark and quite trippy.
La la loba malake jaya,
la loba malake jaya,
ay ma yeso eni yokwa,
o teri polo,
jotu aloba mirwane wen. Bambay lubali bela nugu,
Gentle yet fast-paced island grooves from Aurelio and Funa Tugurigu on his album Landini, due out in a couple of weeks' time. Aurelio says that this album for him is pure garifuna, the sound of his people, the sound that takes him home to Honduras no matter where he is. And most of the songs on the album are written by himself and his mother Maria, and I think it's that and Aurelio's own feeling of having been away too long that gives the album an almost tangible sweetness. It's a delight. I'm Lapa Katari, and you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Tonight's playlist is on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. Feel free to roam around the site. There's loads of pictures of session guests in the photo galleries. You can listen again to all of the sessions we've had on the programme over the years, including the complete Commonwealth Connection series that you can download as a podcast. It's all fairly simple. Just click on the various links on the World on 3 homepage. Now, just a couple more tunes before we return to the all-singing, all-dancing band in the studio tonight, the Jaipur Kawa Brass Band. I mentioned a Franco-Japanese electro-pop number earlier on in the programme. Well, here it is. The singer is Maya Baru, and her album, Kodama, has been produced by world music maestro Martin Messonnier. He brought Don Cherry, John Lee Hooker and many more to France in the 70s and produced albums for Fela Kuti, Papa Wemba. The list is endless and kind of breathtaking. So that should tell you something about how good Maya is. One to watch. This is Matryoshka.
パカカイのリズム叩きたいの愛するあなたと、けれど時々ノリが合わないあなたとうまく踊れない、うらうら恋のメロディハモりたいの愛するあなたと、けれど時々声がかすれて二人の歌が続かない、マトリョーシカあの人の心が見えない、マトリョーシカ最後の顔はどんな顔してる、マトリョーシカ私の心がわからない、マトリョーシカ全てを知ることなどできない、殻の中
Apocalypse do Amor from the bizarrely named Brazilian band Dead Lover's Twisted Heart. I think it's got a Steve Harley Cockney Rebel feel to it. It's on a 2-CD compilation called Hola, New Sounds of Brazil. And it's exactly that, 43 tracks from the length and breadth of Brazil. Worth listening to if you're up for a bit of adventure. Well, to continue our musical adventure, let's get back to my guests tonight, all of them dressed to the nines in fabulous peacock blues and golds. Even their sousaphone is dressed for the occasion. They are the Jaipur Kawa Brass Band, and this is Dil Ka Chor Mere Jab Aayega. Fantastic, fantastic. The Jaipur Kawa Brass Band and a piece called Dil Ka Chor Mere Jab Aayega, written, composed by Hamid Khan Kawa, who is the artistic director and who's been talking to me earlier on this evening. Hamid, how many years is it now that this group have been together?
I met in 96.
In 96?
Yes.
You know this.
But now I'm writing and composing. Not beginning. Beginning, it was my. It's like it's music is.
Yeah. At the beginning, you were what? You were trying to create the sound of the band. Is that so? You were looking using you know the sort of favorite popular songs.
Yeah.
And then creating the sound of the group.
Yeah, yeah. Beginning, I used to play drums. I'm a tabla player. Then. I like the sound of trumpet and clarinet they have. And then I one time, it was very, very difficult to make something because people in India, when I first time I came, even my wife, she says, why are you making this? And these people, they don't, it's not popular in brass band from India to England. And I say, why not? Like stone, there is always good vibrations, good feeling in any instrument you put and there's this written back something good. And so it was very difficult. I was used to play in jazz music, tabla, and then I, 2 months and alone, I have done like management and I make tour and then, and they were first time they played here and I was touring in America and then I come here and they come from India and the first time when they play, my wife and everybody, all the, you have seen the dress and turban and this clarinet, brass, they were all surprised and I was so happy that day really. For me, there was good, great day. And after this, every year we come in England. And England is like second country of our...
Of the brass band.
Brass band.
That's fantastic. You must look back on it, you know, nearly 20 years, thinking, how did we come this far?
Yeah. I think love and music, always we need patience, we need time. And because all human beings, what I think, they are eating fast, they are playing everything, doing fast, but all the rhythm they have very fast. But I think earth, sky, earth, love, they have same rhythm even 10,000 years ago.
You know.
So what I would like to say is that now I feel good. Sometimes I have to play and something is people today. They don't connect with the rhythm of the natural life. Mm. This is what I would like to say. And when I play in India for musician Bollywood, Bombay, when I played for like tabla player Zakir Hussain, there was all big stars, and the street brass band. They were so it was one of the most important. Most very nice time. So what I think music and food and cooking and all this need to have good time, and also love. I think we have to know each other. We have to know anywhere. You know, music. This is language of the heart for me.
Here, Hamid. It's a great combination. Love, food, music. Who could ask for anything more? You're going to play one. The guys are going to play one last piece for us this evening, aren't they?
Okay.
What is it called?
Mere Dholna. This is song that I need really at least around three years to put this song in brass band, brass instrument. This is South Indian and North Indian, all the communication of this song, and it's a classical song, and especially this kind of instrument, because they come from Great Britain, this instrument, to compose and to play in this song, Mere Dholna. This song is very famous from Jaipur Kaur Brass Band in Bombay. I played for like Shashi Kapoor in her house, Parthi Theatre. I played also when Marriage of Zakir Hussain, there was all the Bollywood star, and I played the same song, and now we are going to play same song for you. And this is it need to make me prepare this song in the brass band instrument, because there is rhythm, Indian, South Indian, North Indian, and this. So we are going to play this called Mere Dholna.
Hamida, thank you very much. We'll be right back. A raucous sad there, Mire Dol Ana, 3 years in the making, a song that has played at several weddings of the stars. The Jaipur Kawap Brass Band taking the studio here into a totally other realm. Thanks to Hassan Ali Damami on trumpet, Istakar on clarinet, Yashpal Chauhan on euphonium, Hasmat on sousaphone, Najik Ali Damami on bass drum, Roshan Damami on side drum, and Hamid Khan Kawa, composer, artistic director, and band leader. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You can catch the band later today, Saturday, at the Crawley Mela, and this Sunday at the London Mela in Ealing, West London. Alternatively, you can learn some of their moves at Bestival on the Isle of Wight next weekend. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on World on 3. Now, how does one follow that? Well, by playing an album that I'm adding to the to our team's must-haves. It's time for the hashtag WMMH moment, our world music must-have. Back in 2006, this album landed on my desk. Germany's Nick Schrabel, a.k.a. Radio Citizen, producer and musician with a penchant for electronics, had brought out a new album, Berlin Serengeti. Now, albums that get onto my must-haves have to engage me right the way through. A handful of good tracks is not enough. I must want to play the album and keep it on throughout. Well, Berlin Serengeti is one of them. As I listened to it, I was drawn into an urban jungle, my urban jungle, of otherworldly vocals and hypnotic jazzy grooves. Here's a track from it. It's from a singer. The voice you're going to hear is of Biker. And the song is called The Hop.
Thank you. I went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard my baby groan. Nobody there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone. And as I stood there a-grieving, my heart felt just like lead, knowing that she'd soon be leaving, and wishing it was me instead. Then I went out to old Joe's bar room. All the bars were there. Nobody understood my troubles, 'cause nobody seemed to care. Then I went back to the St. James Infirmary. All was still. Last night, there was my baby on a long white table. She was pale and cold and white. I put my hand on her pretty face, felt cold like marble stone. And I know that no woman could ever take her place, Lord, and it made me feel so alone. Well, yes, she's gone, she's gone, God bless her. Wherever she might be, if she'd look this wide world over, she'd have never found a friend like me. Give me my box back coat and my button shoes when you lay me down to sleep. Put a pad hand of cards up in my set my old guitar right down by my feet. I went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard my baby groan. Nobody there could cheer me, 'cause I knew that she'd soon.
St. James's Infirmary from father and son Doc and Merle Watson, picked by Rufus Wainwright for Songlines magazine's Top of the World CD number 95. In fact, you can catch Rufus at the Royal Albert Hall. He's doing a late night prom a week on Thursday. And before that was a track from my world music must-have, Berlin Serengeti, Nick Schabel working his magic, featuring the totally sexy voice of Biker. Tweet me your world music must-have at This Is Lopper. The hashtag is WMMH. Though I won't thank you for adding to my burgeoning library, I'm a sucker for a good tune. Suggestions so far have been German rock band Dissidenten and their album Sahara Electric, and Congo's Sam Mangwana's Sings Dino Wangu. Now, having been out to Greece recently to see Eleftheria Arvanitaki perform in an absolutely idyllic setting, a hill overlooking an azure sea on the Cassandra Peninsula, I've been delving into her back catalogue, and this next song puts her together with one of the most emotive and expressive singers I know, Buika. It's Mirami, the title track of the album that Javier Limón produced with Eleftheria. Thank you.
testigo de nuestros besos, besos prohibidos. La sombra triste de la aurora, libre ya no brilla desde que te fuiste. Y la verde oliva de la verde rama, y la verde orilla del agua y en calma, y en el horizonte se ve reflejado el aroma inquieto de nuestro pasado.
Mírame, me dijiste mírame,
me cogiste de la mano y me acariciaste. No me olvides nunca, tú me susurraste.
Mírame, me dijiste mírame,
lágrimas de otoño cubriendo el camino. Mientras tú te alejas, yo te miro.
El tiempo era testigo de nuestros besos, besos prohibidos. La sombra triste de la aurora libre ya no brilla desde que te fuiste. Y la verde oliva de la verde rama, y la verde orilla de la huella en calma, y en el horizonte se ve reflejado el aroma inquieto de nuestro pasado.
Mírame, me dijiste mírame,
me cogiste de la mano y me acariciaste. No me olvides nunca, tú me susurraste.
Mírame, me dijiste mírame,
lágrimas de otoño cubriendo el camino. Mientras tú te alejas, yo más te miro.
Dijiste mírame, me cogiste de la mano y me acariciaste. No me olvides nunca, tú me susurraste.
Mírame, me dijiste mírame, lágrimas de otoño cubriendo el camino. Mientras tú te alejas, yo más te miro.
Mírame, lágrimas de otoño cubriendo el camino. Mientras tú te alejas, yo más te miro.
Edición Marabat, tu cadden, Zaid al-Bahni, y Khadr Marabat.
بلينا من الغربة وبلينا شاق الباسك ومشنف وشيراك مكنف شار الباسك ومشنف وشيراك مكنف خيل بنتي لا يحلف
Mother, mother.
Azerbaijani love song Alagoz, Grey-Eyed, sung by Almaz Oruzhova. She's the soloist with the Azerbaijani State Philharmonic. It's one of 16 tracks on Azerbaijani Love Songs, the sixth album in a series on traditional music of Azerbaijan out on Felmay Records. Before that was music from the Guillotière Quarter in Lyon, where East and West meet in a harmonious collision. It's from a three CD box set called Maghreb Lyon 1972 to 98. And I played a tune from CD number one from Zaid El Batni, who was 19 when he arrived in France and was known as the militant singer. The song was Malina Man El Kharba, Tired of Exile. Two tracks now where the women are up front and centre, starting with a bit of crazy from Colombia. The group is called Bituin, formed by sisters Juanita and Valentina Anez and brothers Santiago and Daniel de Mendoza. They're from Bogota and this is El Surco. It starts off quite gentle but heads off into a parallel universe.
Dentro de un surco abierto, dije un surco abierto, vi germinar un lucero de infinita soledad, y con una canasta de vivir, con agua de un arroyo, de oscuridad. Amalaya la siembra, se echó a perder, y el agua del arroyo, se echó a correr. Al lucero le gusta, le gusta la claridad de la agua. Y el agua del arroyo le fue a cuidar. En una hora triste, en una hora triste, y dentro de mi canto quise gritar, y dentro de mi grito quise llorar, pero tan solo canto para callar. Sediento no llega.
Para callar y vivas, sucediendo no llegará. what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, they're coming after me. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave, yeah, gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I see a band of angels, they're coming after me. Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings should fail me, there won't be another pair. There won't be another pair. There won't be another pair. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body.
You might have thought that was the good old USA, but it was really Scotland and the Bevy Sisters. Plan B is their album, and Ain't No Grave was the tune. Well, it's not quite time to call it a day yet, or should I say night. This is Márcio Faraco, a Brazilian musician who went to live in France quite a few years ago. He's got a lovely voice and a light touch on the guitar. Brazilian chanson probably best describes this track, Neguinha.
Aquele amor não é mais nada, só a lembrança de um tempo que passou. É uma cruz na beira da estrada, foi enterrado junto com a minha dor. Aquele amor não é mais nada, só a lembrança de um tempo que passou. É uma cruz na beira da estrada, foi enterrado junto com a minha dor. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir em frente. Me guia, neguinha, meu coração está batendo diferente. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir adiante. Me guia, neguinha, meu coração está batendo como antes. Que o destino me deu, como um raio de sol, ficou tão claro, tão evidente. Eu tava andando num escuro sem farol. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir em frente. Neguinha, neguinha, meu coração coração está batendo diferente. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir adiante. Neguinha, neguinha, meu coração está batendo como antes. Eu vinha de tão longe, tudo deixando pra trás, trazendo dentro do peito um vazio e tristeza demais. Fui buscar a minha vida, cheguei aqui em pedaços. Adormeci no seu ombro e acordei feliz nos seus braços. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir em frente. Neguinha, neguinha, meu coração está batendo diferente. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir adiante. Neguinha, neguinha, meu coração está batendo como antes. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir em frente. Neguinha, neguinha, meu coração está batendo diferente. Neguinha, neguinha, me diz como seguir adiante. Neguinha, neguinha, meu coração está batendo como antes.
Noura Mintse Mali, who started out as a backing singer for her legendary stepmother, the singer Dimi Minta Abba. Her album, Tezeni, is one of the most powerful albums I've heard in a while. And she's going to be here on the 27th of September as part of an evening of music at the Barbican Centre in London called Sahara Soul. Others in the lineup include Osman Agmusa from Tamikrest, Tuareg band Tartit from Northern Mali, and Aziza Brahim, who's going to be our guest on World on 3 on the 26th. Sahara Soul promises to be an amazing evening of music, so do check out the website for all the details. And that really is it for tonight. I'm Lapa Kotari. You've been listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Remember to tweet me at This Is Lapa for your world music must-have, the hashtag WMMH. We'd love to know what's in your music box. Marianne Kennedy is going to be presenting this show next week, which starts an hour later at midnight to make way for the late night prom with Paloma Faith. I'll be back on the 12th when sitarist Niladri Kumar is going to be joining me. He's here for Durbar Festival, which kicks off London South Bank Centre's classical music season on the 17th of September. Now, I started the programme tonight with Modern West African Blues from Rough Guide to African Blues. I'm going to play us out with another track from that album, this time a languorous, majestic Ethiopian song, Tezeta, from one of the country's legendary crooners, Menelik Weznatchu. See you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye. Yet no, 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 yet Benefasi jawasi betan sefrush Betezitat kurefez jes faishi Ejishin zergiteshi bamare fegeta Yalshi siterinyi na yeni tezita Uzeke kene hon shibinyi tezita وجب شينا كفي كربش كدرتي زورو تتمتمو بجوشي شيكانجتي ياو غاني هلو اي تفام كفيتي حيلم تداكم منفسيم ترتا حيلم تداكم منفسيم ترتا أرودت لغني شانشني تزتا Balim lai zotir desitan gebici Al fakdim indin ur kanchi teleyici Dekika wey sekondin detlileyici Dekika wey sekondin detlileyici
yet as it I meant to had a minish. I te famzoter kumenashi kefite. I te famzoter kumenashi kefite. Where did no yalish you? As I've been, I've got him. And in my lagginish, Tereda ho to the car. And in my lagginish, Tereda ho to the car. The great is a tie, Bade na hun yilin. Leme sena becha, Confession samilin.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital. It's 1 o'clock, time for Through the Night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to set us on our way tonight, a concert the Radio France Philharmonic gave at the Salle Pleyel in Paris in May this year, with Kent Nagano conducting. The main event, at least in terms of length, being a performance of Anton Bruckner's Third Symphony. But they opened with Arnold Schoenberg, a piece of his called Accompaniment to a Film Scene. It's music for a silent film, but a film that existed only in Schoenberg's imagination. The music first heard in Berlin in 1930, scored for a small orchestra, albeit one with a very large percussion section, and in three parts: threatening danger, fear, and catastrophe.
Thank you. Thank you.